For this Monday, December 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Here in Posey County, an animal rescue group is thanking the community for their help and support during the holidays. New Life Rescue and Adoption posted pictures on their Facebook page of donations that have been made. The storage room in its new building is filled with pet food, treats, play toys, and more. They say the Posey County community continues to do a great job of stepping up and supporting their mission. The Posey County Commissioners are now accepting resumes for a full-time animal control officer. Interested applicants should submit their resumes either by mail or in person to the Posey County Auditor's Office, which is located at 126 East 3rd Street, Room 220 in Mount Vernon. Resumes may also be emailed to megan.greenwell@poseycountyin.gov. All applications must be received no later than Friday, January 16th of 2026. Officials stress that applicants should not apply through Facebook. Any resume submitted via Facebook will not be considered. For more information, you can contact the Posey County Auditor's Office. Today, Mount Vernon boys basketball plays in the Switzerland County Tournament. The Wildcats battle East Central at 1 o'clock. Mount Vernon is 2-4 and East Central is 2-3. If the Wildcats win, they play again at 4 o'clock. And if Mount Vernon loses, they play right after their first game at 2:30. Mount Vernon girls basketball played in the Fairfield Tournament over the weekend and went 2-2. On Friday, the Wildcats lost to Newton 56-19 and then won versus Wayne City 40-30. On Saturday, Mount Vernon lost against West Frankfort 34-26 and then defeated Florida 43-26. They are 7-10 overall and don't play again until January 6th at South Spencer. North Posey girls basketball is back to game action tomorrow evening at Washington. They haven't played since the Toyota Classic on December 22nd and 23rd, where they went 1-2. The Lady Vikings are 8-6 on the season. North Posey boys basketball doesn't have another game until this Saturday at home with Washington. They also last played in the Toyota Classic on December 22nd and 23rd, where they finished with a 1-2 record. On the year, the Vikings are 1-7. Tonight in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball has a conference game at Bradley at 7 o'clock. The Purple Aces have lost four straight games and are 4-9 of the year. They are also 0-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Evansville women's basketball also plays a conference game this evening as they are at home against Murray State at 6 o'clock. UE women's basketball has lost five straight games and are 2-10 of the season and 0-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference. From professional sports, yesterday in the NFL was Week 17 of the regular season. The Indianapolis Colts were eliminated from playoff contention on Saturday after the Houston Texans won their game. The Colts on Sunday lost their home finale versus the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-17. Indianapolis has lost six straight games and are now 8-8 overall. Colts quarterback Phillip Rivers was 17 for 30 passing for 147 yards, one touchdown and one interception. Running back Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 21 times for 70 yards and one touchdown. Indianapolis closes the season at the Houston Texans on Sunday. Tonight in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers are in Houston to take on the Rockets at 7 o'clock. The Pacers have lost eight straight games and now have the worst record in the NBA at 6-26. That's news and sports for this Monday, December 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.